Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so excited to join each and every one of you all at our new time, 7:38 Eastern, every Monday morning, and just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us from. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for being omnipresent and just showing up and showing out for your children, for us, God. So we thank you. And so wherever you're at this morning, just give God a hand clap of praise, a hand clap of praise. Why? Because he is forever worthy. And we are just gonna love on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, y'all. So welcome back to the I Won't Keep Quiet series, because this is what it is. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. That is exactly what the song just said, entitled My Worship. The song said, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. If you don't know, this is exactly what our theme song is going to be in this season. I will not be silent. I will always, not sometimes, not just on this day, not just on Sunday when we go to church, or Wednesday when we go to Bible study, or not just on those days, but I will always worship you. I will always worship you. Woo! Yes. And so that's our theme song called My Worship. It is by Phil Thompson. So definitely download it on your playlist that you like to play on a regular basis. But the scripture for our series, I Won't Keep Quiet, is Isaiah 62:1. The Lord brought me to this scripture last week, and I shared it with you all. It states, for Zion's sake, I will not keep quiet. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. Okay. All right, and so we are back at it. And when I was putting together the playlist for this morning, the Lord just, you know, downloaded a lot of things in my spirit. And so I want to give it to you just like he gave me. So the three songs that I played during the jam session were entitled Trust and Obey, New Flow, and My Worship. Okay, Trust and Obey, New Flow, and My Worship. And so what he shared with me was, when you are in a trust and obey season, you are automatically ushered into a new flow of pace, a new flow of trust, a new flow of obedience, a new flow of peace, peace that surpasses all understanding, and a new flow of joy, unspeakable joy. So ultimately, during this trust and obey season, your worship looks different, sounds different, and feels revitalized, or in other words, feels new. So new that you can't keep quiet. You won't keep quiet, and you won't be silent about the works and about the moves of God on your life. I'm going to say that again. It's so new. Your worship feels so new that you can't keep quiet. You won't keep quiet, and you won't be silent about works, about the works and about the moves of God on your life. Basically, you all, in other words, your witness to the Lord and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ moving in this earth elevates. Your witness goes to another level. Your witness becomes new. Okay, your witness becomes new, and we just thank God for the newness in our witness. We thank God for the newness in our worship. We thank God for the new pace and the new flow that He is putting us in this season of our life, so much so that we can't what? We can't keep quiet. We can't keep quiet. Okay, it's gonna the fact we may wanna be quiet, but I just pray that God irritates our spirit so much that we can't keep quiet in this season. And so, y'all, let's get into it. This past weekend was great. It was relaxing. We had a celebration and all the things. My dad's birthday was this past weekend and all the things. And so we just thank God for making a way out of no way and allowing us to be able to celebrate in that way. Also, during the weeks, I always write down things that I'm noticing and witnessing myself, right? And so this, what I want to tell you about specifically, is about my daughter, my oldest daughter. And so one day last week, we were getting ready for bed, and she said something so profound. She always said profound. She don't even really know what she was saying, but then I always break it down to her. I'd be like, girl, that's the whole word. That is the whole word. And so we were racing to wait, me, her, and my youngest daughter were racing to get dressed for bed. And one thing she said was, oh my goodness, I won. I just didn't notice I won. Meaning, she won the race of getting dressed for bed, but she did not notice she won the race getting dressed for bed. And I said, ooh, I let that marinate for a little bit. I looked at her, I said, girl, that is a whole word. That is a whole word. A whole word. And let me tell you why it's a whole word. And the reason, you know, I noticed it was a whole word was because I got to go back to the line that I wrote a few weeks ago in my I Won't Keep Silent poem, or it's going to become a poem, but it says, I won't keep silence because God, hold on, I want to give it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. One second. It says, I won't keep silent. Because God is I won't keep quiet because God is a part of my daily diet. I won't keep quiet. Ooh, I gotta, hold on. Let me go all the way up in my notes because I feel as though that is not exactly what I wrote down. Okay, it says, I won't keep quiet. I eat the word. It's a part of my daily diet. Okay, it says, I won't keep quiet. I eat the word, meaning I eat the word of the Lord on a daily basis because why? It's a part of my daily diet. Okay, it's a part of my daily diet. So how many of y'all, by a show of hands, or you can just drop something in the comments to say that the word of the Lord is truly a part of your daily diet, your daily diet, not your once in a week diet, every week or not every month, I'm dwelling with the Lord, or not just every Sunday, right, I'm dwelling with the Lord, or like I said in the beginning, not just every Wednesday when we go to Bible study or whatever you do, not just then, but it's the word of the Lord is a part of your daily diet. Therefore, you shouldn't be able to keep quiet, right? You should not be able to keep quiet about the works of the Lord and about the goodness of the Lord and about the move of the Lord on your life. And so going back to what my daughter said and the reason why it's such a word, she said, I won. I just didn't notice I won. But how many of y'all have been in situations where you're like, it don't look like it don't feel like I won. And you just, and actually, you did win. Actually, you did win. We win every time the Lord breathes a breath down our lungs and or taps us on the shoulder and says, get up, my child. Get up, my child. I have more for you to do. We win even when it don't look like we have won. When it don't feel like we won. We have won. We have won. We have won over the enemy. We have won over those that oppose us. We have won over those co-workers that may tell us, you know, the things or call us all the names in the book, but a child of God. We have won. We have won. And sometimes we just don't notice we have won. We win when we get have a supernatural restraint, right? We win when we don't necessarily tell them off. We win about what we talked about last week. We win when we allow God to avenge our haters. We win when we let God be God. We win when we be still and say, this is above me, so I gotta let God handle all of this. We have won. And so when I told her, child, that's a whole word, I was just like, oh, I have definitely got to let the people know. And it's straight from the mouth of babes, but the Lord will use people that are around you to drop a word in your spirit, especially when you are dwelling and eating on the word on a daily basis. Why? Because it's a part of your daily diets, right? And so I want to share something else that she said. This is a different day. She said, I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to try. She said, I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to try. And I said, oh, that's a whole word. And I also told her, you know what? You're going to keep that same energy when you're just going, when you are facing new challenges in life. Yes, you may not know how to do it, but trust and believe you're going to try. You're going to try. Or in other words, you're going to put your best foot forward. Or in other words, you're going to give it all. You're going to give it your all. And when you give it your all, I believe, trust and believe that God is going to give it his all. He's going to put his super on top of your natural, and together it's going to be a supernatural experience. How many of y'all received that? If y'all received that, just say, I receive it in Jesus' name in the comments. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. If you believe that God will put his super on your natural in times where you like, Lord, I don't know what to do. But you know what? I'm going to move anyway. Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to try it out anyway. I done tried everything else out, but I know when I try Jesus, when I try you, Lord, that it's going to be a success. It is going to work out for my good, because that's what your word says. Your word says that it will work out for my good. It will work out for my good. Your word says that, yes, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and the enemy may also come to stop us and steal our joy. But the Lord has come to give us, God has come to give us life, and life more abundantly. Life more abundantly. And my friends, if you have not been listening to this prayer call on a regular basis, I always talk about that John 10:10, which is the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, which is a warning, right? But what the good news about it is that our God, our Lord, has come to give us life, not just any old regular life, but life more abundantly. So we just receive that in Jesus' name, right? We just receive that, okay? And so going back to what she said, I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to try. That is the type of energy we have to keep. That is the type of mentality we have to keep when we are going through our career journeys. And I know it's been times where you have been submitted an assignment and you're just like, yeah, this is my profession and all. This may be what the Lord has anointed me to do or gifted me to do and all. But honestly, you don't know how to maybe solve the issue right away. You don't have clarity on the issue. You don't have clarity on the direction y'all should go in, or you don't even have the words to say or articulate in a meeting or whatever. But guess what? You're going to try. It ain't like you're going to give up, because we don't give up around here. We don't give up around here. That's one thing about it. We do not have the mentality. You can't have the mentality of giving up. Mm-mm. The mentality of giving up must go. We just cast it out right now in Jesus' name, because that's what we're going to try. We're going to try. Why? Because when we try, the Lord is pleased. The Lord is pleased, and he sees that you're moving. He sees that you're doing what you may have been called to do, because 9 times out of 10, when God has called you to do something, you're like, God, I don't know how to do that. God, where are the resources coming from? God, where is this? Why is this? Or why me? Or all the things. We got all the questions in the book, right? But all the God is saying is try. Just try it. Just try. Just move. And better yet, just try me in the process. Taste and see that the Lord is good, because he is, okay? And so because of that, because he is good, he will push you and usher you into a what? What did I say earlier? When you enter into a what season? A trust and obey season. God ushers you into a new flow. So I just believe when you start to try a new thing, meaning a new thing and that God has shared with you to do in your career, in your business, and in life in general, that God will just usher you into a new flow of what? A new flow of pace, a new flow of trust, a new flow of obedience, a new flow of peace, a new flow of joy, a new flow of joy, and you will get a new zeal for serving, a new zeal for serving, right? A new zeal for serving, and your worship or your witness will feel brand new, right? Brand new. And so, my friends, I just want to leave you with that word. I want to leave you with that message. I want to challenge you to always look with your spiritual lenses at situation, right? Because when you look with a spiritual lens at a situation or at a task, right? Because you are dwelling on the word, because you're eating on the word on a daily basis, and it is a part of your daily diet, you will then look with a spiritual lens or view things with your spiritual lens, and you will know that God is with you in the process. God is with you in the process. I can't say that enough. God is with you in the process, okay? He's with you in the process. And so I just pray that each and every one of you will sit with this message, trust and obey, believe that you are being ushered into a new flow, and believe that because you are being ushered into a new flow, your worship will look different and feel new, causing you not to be quiet, because you can't keep quiet, you won't keep quiet, and you won't be silent about what the works and about the goodness of God on your life. In Jesus' name, all right? All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord. I thank you for their witness elevating. I thank you for allowing them to look at situations with their spiritual lenses, Lord. God, I thank you for them dwelling with you on a regular basis and eating on your word, having the word be a part of their daily diet, causing their spirits to be irritated so much that they can't keep quiet, Lord. God, about your goodness, about the hands, your hands on their life, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for their gifts. We thank you for their life. We thank you for their supernatural, putting We thank you for you putting your super on their natural and allowing them to have a supernatural experience with you, Lord. God, thank you for allowing them to embrace this challenge, to always look at situations with their spiritual lenses on, Lord. Have them now look with their natural lenses, because when they look with their natural lenses, they ain't gonna see nothing but the facts. They ain't gonna see nothing but maybe, you know, the anxiety. They ain't gonna see nothing but, oh, I'ma always feel like this. Oh, they ain't gonna see nothing but the pain they may feel, Lord. They may not gonna see nothing concerning you, but when they look with their spiritual lens, they will see all that is you, Lord. They will see all that is you, and they will believe and grow in the knowledge of you, Lord, and will continue to stand on your word. Every promise, Lord, that you have made, yes, like I said earlier, your word says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's yes. That is a fact. But Lord knows the good news is that you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. So God, we stand on your promises, Lord. We stand and try you. Woo! We done tried everything else. But God, we try you all times, at all times. So God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for ushering us into this new found pace. We thank you for ushering us into a new flow of joy, a new flow of peace, God. And we thank you for your mercy and your favor that is going to be showered upon us each and every day. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And remember to not. And I believe that you can't keep quiet when you have a daily diet of the Lord and of his word. All right, y'all. Until next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.